Thank you, Simon.
Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include an award-winning pub which is bucking the trend, and warm tributes are paid to a Norwich City legend. But first, a youngster tackling a bike ride for a special reason.
6-year-old Georgia Stallard loves her Nana so much she would do anything for her. And to show her thanks for the medical team which saved her grandma's life, Georgia is planning an epic 50-mile cycle from the Hook of Holland to Amsterdam. The plucky youngster from Old Lakenham has already raised more than £800 from sponsors for the trek, and all the money will be donated to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's oncology department. The hospital's cancer team treated Emma Bussey, 49, after she was diagnosed with esophageal cancer a few years ago. Georgia said, "We are raising money for the hospital because they made my Nana not die, and we should help them." Cycling alongside Georgia will be her granddad, Peter Bussey, who is Emma's wife.
Three eggs have now been laid in the clutch at the spire of Norwich Cathedral as the 2017 breeding season for the city peregrines continues apace. Following drama among the resident birds last year, the male has now chosen as a new mate the female who had chased away the mother of last year's brood. One of the females from the Sister Hawk and Owl Trust project in Bath, the new female, had also harried the four fledgling peregrines to the extent all of them died. Ordinarily, out of a clutch of around four eggs every year, the Hawk and Owl Trust expect the average of 50% of the chicks to fledge successfully. Over the last week, three eggs have hatched at the nesting box on the cathedral spire, and as summer approaches, the Hawk and Owl Trust are preparing once more to set up their annual watch point.
Instruments, awards, manuscripts and other items belonging to Oscar-winning composer Sir Malcolm Arnold will go under the hammer next month. Sir Malcolm, who is regarded as one of the most prominent British composers of the 20th century, died in 2006 after spending the last 22 years of his life in Norfolk. More than 120 lots from the estate of the celebrated musician, who won an Oscar for composing the music to the film Bridge Over the River Kwai, and in total wrote 132 movie scores, are set to be auctioned by Keys Fine Art Auctioneers. Kevin Lines, director and general manager at Keys, said, "For anyone interested in music, this is the sale of world importance, a unique opportunity to acquire significant items from the personal collection of one of Britain's greatest composers."
As the future of one much-loved historic pub hangs in the balance, another has become a proven success story. With the news that number 12 in the city centre could be sold, the owners of the King's Head, three times crowned Pub of the Year, are celebrating turning around the fortunes of the Magdalen Street local. 13 years ago, the King's Head on Magdalen Street looked set to become no more than a memory. But as it stood on the brink of time being called for good, John Smith and Roland Coomer took a risk by taking it over and putting their faith in real ale. Today, current owner Stephen George is celebrating the King's Head being named Camra's Norwich Pub of the Year, the third time it has won the title since 2004 Renaissance. Mr. George said, "The success story, which swims against the tide of troubles for many pubs, was down to keeping it simple and relying on loyal, supportive community."
Norwich City Football Club have led the tributes to one of their stalwart employees who has died. Peter Oldfield had worked in many roles at Carrow Road before passing away following an illness. The tributes were led by the club, who released a statement describing Mr. Oldfield as a valued colleague who would be sorely missed. A spokesman for the club said, "Peter was a valued colleague to staff and players on match days for many years, with his enthusiasm and love for Norwich City shining through in various roles behind the scenes at home games.
A new video shows how Norwich Castle would be transformed after a major project to return the keep back to its former glory as a medieval palace. Work behind the scenes is already gathering pace for the £13 million Norwich Castle Gateway to Medieval England project, which by Easter 2020 hopes to have restored the keep to how it was in the 12th century days of King Henry I. As the new video shows, this will see the recreation of the main Norman floor, and a space will be created to house a gallery of the medieval period in partnership with the British Museum. The video was made for the castle's funding application to the Garfield Weston Foundation, which has now awarded £500,000 to the ambitious project, which is also benefiting from major Heritage Lottery Fund grant. A key part of this development phase is a detailed metric survey looking at stone-by-stone changes made to the castle over the centuries. The hope is the design team will be in place by June and final designs for the project will be finished by December. Next year will be spent planning how to realise these designs and building work will start in 2019.
Alien Ant Invasion could be the title of a 1950s B-movie, but there is nothing fictional about the army of tiny insects that are on the brink of crossing the border into Norfolk. We are all being urged to keep a very sharp eye out for the catchily named Lasius neglectus, which is the first overseas ant species to invade the UK. Doreen Wells, Norfolk's County Recorder for Ants, said, although it might seem harmless, she warned that it had a fatal attraction to electricity, overrunning fuse boxes, plugs and electrical equipment. It could have a major impact on local insect biodiversity, as the ant excludes native ant species from areas around the colony and also has an impact on ground foragers, such as woodlice and beetles. At first glance, the invader appears similar to the common brown garden ant. However, on close inspection, its antennae lack the tiny hairs seen on the native species. As the ant has a shorter hibernation period than the native species, it is a good idea to look out for ants which appear to be unusually active early in spring or in late autumn.
A major £4.1 million school expansion is being marked by a tree with a difference in a bid to attract more youngsters into construction. The aspiration tree, made up of various building materials, including electrical wiring, copper piping, and scaffolding components, is a new permanent sculpture at the entrance to Queen's Hill Primary and Nursery School in Cossey, Norwich. Created by construction and infrastructure company Morgan Sindall, which completed the school building project, the tree includes specially designed fixings for pupils to add their own leaves so it can expand. It is hoped the sculpture, a legacy of the 10 classroom expansion, will encourage youngsters into the construction industry and is the idea of head teacher Penny Shepherd. Mrs. Shepherd said, "Everyone at our school has seen firsthand the enormous range of skills, expertise and teamwork that goes into bringing a fantastic project like this into fruition." The Queen's Hill Primary and Nursery School project was funded by Norfolk County Council, which is creating more school places and better educational facilities across the county. Now that's all from Dorothy and me. It's now over to Kim Lusher and Richard Matthews for the next part of Chatterbox.